Oh, Mary, did you know?
Wow, that is amazing. Thank you, Mike. Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas. So many new faces today. Nice to see you. I've got 15 minutes, so I would time myself. 15 minutes start now. Mary, did you know? I mean, I've loved this that song, and I'm so glad that you know, I am speaking right after that song. The title of my short message this morning is Nativity. John's account. So, you see, if you were here last week, or, you know, we are in this season, and you probably heard many things about Jesus and his birth. And we've been looking at different passages, different scripture, different texts concerning the birth of Christ, of Jesus. So, last week, for example, we looked at quite a few texts from different gospels, and also we look at some a pre-announcement from some prophets about Jesus, about his birth and probably his missions. But this morning, I want us to look at this account, the account of John. John, somebody who has been with Christ and walked with Christ and kind of share life with him during about 3 years of Jesus' existence on earth, or his existence, talking about John, the apostle. Now, he is talking to us. He is revealing something to us here. So, shall we read from John 1? John 1, verse 1 to 14, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came to witness, to bear witness to the light, that all through him may believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness to the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming to the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the world became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Wow! That is a completely different perspective from what we've been hearing for the past few days or weeks or so about Jesus being born or coming to this world. Do you agree with me? You know, the other accounts, you know, the one they call the synoptic gospel, the gospel from Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and even the prophets, they gave us some perspective of Christ. And these are good. They're good. They're good for, you know, to kind of feed our intellectual, to feed our historical knowledge, to feed our, you know, the fact surrounding, you know, his birth. They are good. They are good, but they are all partial. And, you know, I dare to call even some corrupted vision, because they're not full. They're just partial. But John is giving us something today. John is giving us something. John gave, you know, a unique account of what really happened. And, you know, and so that we may not be confused or limited with our understanding and knowledge about what really happened, about the Son of Man, about the Son of God, Jesus. Hallelujah. The perspective that we have until now is that a baby was born. Is that, you know, a baby was born in a manger where, you know, they look for things to accommodate, you know, that birth, and they couldn't find it. And we love to talk about these things. We love to read about those things, and they are true. They are true. But the full perspective is that the Son of God, who already existed, hallelujah, who no one created, came into this world. That is the truth. And there is a purpose for that. So we may kind of not be limited in our mind, in our spirits, about the tests that we kind of we are a little bit accustomed to, but we need to expand our knowledge about the facts and the truth. Hallelujah. John gave us an exceptional vision of Jesus, the pre-existence. His pre-existence, his identity, his work in creation, his incarnation, hallelujah, and the purpose of the incarnation. That is for you and I today to be called sons and daughter of God. Hallelujah. And that's not it. That's not it. So that there may be a provision for anyone to come to Christ and experience that life. That life. That life. Wow. Shall I stop it? John gave us that perspective, you know, and it is called the salvation. Hallelujah. The imagery that dominates our mind and in this period is often limited, is often corrupted. And I said earlier, because, you know, our carnal mindset. Something needs to happen. Something must happen. Can you say, something must happen to me today? Can you say that? Something must happen. You need to grasp. You know, even as a Christian, we need to, you know, there are many places where the Bible recounts, you know, the experience of people's encounter with Christ. And it has been done to them according to their belief of the Son of Man. So I pray that right now, He may open your vision so that you may see Him in a total different perspective, so that the need that you are facing right now may be met in Jesus' name. God and Jesus want to do good to you. So, I'm going to have to jump many things here. So these are things that happen, you know, to feed our intellectual, all this thing I said. But on a spiritual level, what really happened? What really happened on a spiritual level? The Bible says that the world, the word came, you know, Jesus, he came to his own, and he said the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. You know, the word that is used there, comprehend, is the word kata something. Yeah, katalambano. You know, lambano mean, you know, to grasp, to kind of seize something. You know, both with your mind and spirit, and also physically, you know, to get hold on that things and see that satisfy or give you the answer that you need. So, what really happened? What really happened? What really happened? And what must we be celebrating in this season? The Bible says the word, Logos. We celebrate Jesus, the Logos. Hallelujah. The Logos, the unifying, the one who holds all matter together. Jesus. You know, there's a song that goes like this. He held, or he got the world. He held the whole world in his hand. That is the truth, you know, and that is the truth concerning your life. He is the only one who can hold everything together for you. Outside of the world, the Logos, there's nothing. There's nothing. So, I've got 2 minutes. I've got 2 minutes now. So, Logos, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Logos was God Himself. He has no beginning, no end. The eternal God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's not limit Jesus and this season to Turkey or exchange of presents, what just happened this morning, which is very good. It is nice. I love it. You see, and the time we spend with each other. No, let's not limit, you know, this moment to that. But let's remind the purpose of this moment. Let's remind ourselves the purpose of this moment. Okay, I'm going to jump. Number two, you know, life. We celebrate life. The Bible call it Zoe. You see, the English word is, you know, very limited the English language is very limited language. You know, many other languages like Hebrew, Greek, they are multi-dimensional language. So when the Greek text say life, you know, says Zoe in here, Zoe, you know, the only way we could talk about that here is in English is life. You see, but that life is Zoe. And Zoe means the supernatural life that only come from the source above. God himself, Jesus himself, he's the source of life. My time is up, but I'm going to go and remember we had about 10 minutes, but no, I'm not going to go 10 minutes. So light, what are we celebrating? Light, we celebrate light, Jesus, so that humankind must never walk in darkness again. Oh! We shall never walk in darkness again. Because you see, when Adam and Eve, they ate the fruits in that garden, you see, darkness come and the whole world was plunged into darkness. The only light that gave us the ability to see now is Jesus. Hallelujah. You must have Jesus in your life. Even though you think that you are walking in the daylight, you are still walking in darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. Hallelujah. John 8:12. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Hey, the glory of God. The glory of God. John says, we see him. We be, you know, beheld him as, you know, as the one who has the glory of God. Hallelujah. And verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, God's presence is what we're celebrating. We're celebrating. We're celebrating his glory, his presence, Emmanuel, God with us, God with us, God with us. Jesus, so that men shall never walk alone again. You see, as you know, I'm not a Liverpool fan. My sons, I am Arsenal fan, but I think that you know, they understand what it means. You shall never walk alone, Jesus, so that you shall never walk alone. Hallelujah! I finish. But I'm not going to live here today without giving the opportunity to somebody, even in here or online, to make this Christmas the perfect Christmas of your life. The perfect Christmas of your life. So, if there is anybody here that you have not said yes to Jesus, you don't even know what I'm talking about. I talk about light, life, Zoe, logos, glory, presence, God with us. You know, I remember many years ago, I was walking in darkness, total darkness. I thought I had light, but no. My life was going, you know, even I couldn't even see it. But I met Jesus, and my life was transformed, completely transformed. And I believe he want to do the same for you online and here. So if you're here, you want to say yes to Jesus, I just want you to raise your hand just a little bit so that I know whom I'm praying for. Anybody here want to say yes to Jesus? Anybody online want to say yes to Jesus? I believe you can connect with with Robin right now. Anybody's here? Anybody here want to say yes to Jesus? This is the perfect Christmas you can have. The best gift that you can have. The gift of life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to pray for you now. Father, we thank you for the gift of Christ and the revelation that we have through the accounts of John about who Christ really is. We thank you, and I pray that in this season we may experience the true meaning of the Son of God coming to this world at this Christmas in every aspect of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.